Hello, we're reading Tess, Volume 1, Part 4, reading Histaklut Pnimit, Inner Observation, on the Sefirot of the Akudim, beginning with all of the Rav's words are elementary.
It's good for us to learn this. There are many details here which will help us look at the system of spiritual worlds correctly. Go on.
Okay, part 4, Inner Observation, the Sefirot of Akudim, containing 6 chapters, explains 6 topics. 1, the topics of coupling by striking and clash. 2, the topic of reflected light. 3, the topic of the records. 4, the topic of vessels. 5, the topic of the screen. 5, and 6, the topic of direct light.
So you can see how fundamental these things are. The foundations of spiritual actions.
Okay. Item 1. All of the Ari's words here are elementary, as the entire plinth of the wisdom is built on them. There is not a single matter in all the worlds, Abia, that will not have in the general and the particular the results of all the matters that are brought here in the 10 Sefirot of Akudim. Moreover, any slight change and tiny innovation here ramifies in the Parsufim of Abiyah into numerous profound matters. It is known that all the forces and the innovated forms in the upper ones must be in every lower one. Not a single item missing. This is the conduct all throughout the cascading of the Parzufim and the worlds to the Sof of Asiya. It is even more so here, where we are still concerned with the first line that extends from Ein Sof to the place of the restriction, being the first Parzuf of Adam Kadmon. Hence, every single word here is a precious gem that must be understood in its entire vastness and true meaning. It must be memorized and remembered throughout the entire wisdom. Thus, here I have come to arrange the topic headings brought in this part in a useful order for the memory, distinguish each issue of the primary discernments that the Ari brings here, and define each matter as much as possible. The purpose is that the reader will be able to beware of taking an issue out of its true context. True definition, as a slight error in these places will altogether cease the understanding throughout the rest of the wisdom.
So we see that the introduction is very brief but very powerful, so it's worthwhile for us to study, to learn what he continues scrutinizing here. I don't see any questions for the time being, so let's continue.
Chapter 1, 5 kinds of coupling by striking and clash. There are 5 kinds of coupling by striking and clash, bitush, that we find here in the words, in the Ari's words, in the first expansion of Ak, which are 1. The first look, which is coupling by striking of upper light in the screen, in the vessel of Malchut, for the discernment of vessels of Osh. 2. The striking, Hakah, and clash, bitush, of inner light and surrounding light on each other as they exit the Pay of Ak, which the Ari introduces here. 3. The second look, which is coupling by striking of upper light in the screen in the vessel of Malchut to make vessels for the Guf. 4. Striking and clash of the record and the descending reflected light on each other. 5. The clash of the light of Malchut with the descending reflected light.
Questions? None. All right, so he simply provides us with this division here, showing how many kinds of flights, actions we have here in the construction of the first Parzuf, which is called Galgalta. Let's say, so what is PT 19? I don't understand what's going on today.
PT19, can you ask?
They vanished off the screen entirely. Right. So let's continue, Dudi. What can we do?
There must be some malfunction.
Indeed.
Okay, item 3, title, the first coupling by striking creates only the roots of the vessels. The second, the vessel and the light are mixed. And the third creates complete vessels. Item 3, the root of everything is the coupling called the first look. All the light in the Partsuf extends from it. And its issue has been thoroughly explained in the Ari's words. However, it is sufficient only to produce the roots for the vessels called potential clothing, but not actual.
Meaning we have the will to receive. There's a screen over it, restriction. The screen strikes the upper light. It doesn't want to receive to itself, so there's a striking there. So it wants the desire to receive it, like the host and the guest. And then there's a striking, there's a clash between the upper light and the screen. The desire the screen rides over, and we continue.
Because the reflected light clothes from below upward, meaning the resistance to the clothing of the coarseness of the vessel, and by that it's called the ten sfirot in the Rosh, Ein Sof, or Keter. Moreover, even afterwards, when the ten sfirot from Malchut of Rosh expand down into the Guf through the Tabul, they are still not distinguished as vessels in and of themselves. Rather, it is though the light and the vessels are mixed together. As the Ari said, the manifestation of the Havaya of the Kelim begins primarily in the refinement of the second refinement operated on the screen of the vessel of Malchut during its refinement.
Merkaz 1.
What are the roots of the vessels in the work?
That the vessels emerge from them later, that it's the beginning of the connection between the will to receive and the upper light. Kiev 1.
Dear Rav, we have a mutual desire in the ten. What does it mean that we enter from that desire to such a relationship with the Creator?
If you wish to connect to the Creator from your desire and bestow to Him, and you begin to feel between you various states that you have to arrange together, and then you would feel how much you are together as one. Relative to that, you'll feel the Creator's attitude towards you from the one, and then you are all as one and He is as one. Then you'll feel in what way are you influencing one another. He wants you to receive, and you, together, all of you, do not wish to receive. But you are ready not to receive because you are overcoming the ego between you. And then accordingly, you don't want to receive. The Creator arranges the same pressure from Him according to how much you can overcome above the ego between you. It's not giving you any more than that. Then it turns out that you reject the reception of the light. You do not receive it. You prefer to remain in darkness, perhaps, disconnection from the Creator, as long as you're not opposite to Him, you're not the receivers. There's a continuation, which we're going to read about, and that's how what we need to do. Everything is made or built on the connection between the friends and the Creator.
We supposedly resist for him to give to us. What does he want to give?
I don't know what to tell you. He wants you to receive fulfillment, revelation, a nice, good state that you'd feel in your will to receive in that state. In that state, he also wants to separate you, so you have to hold yourself together even stronger in one desire. This is called as one man in one heart. And then out of that unified desire, when you unify all those individual desires, you wish to relate to him from there, and he will relate to you. Specifically, he will try to weaken you, to fill you, and you resist it. You want to be against the fulfillment, against the pleasure that he's giving you, because you wish to be in contact with him and not with the pleasure. And here you have all the scrutinies.
And the zivug de'aka, does it take place specifically that we want to be in connection with him?
You wish to receive pleasure not from receiving from him, but from being connected to him and being able to give him. That you wish to be the source of your pleasure. There's no problem with the pleasure. The problem is in which, what connection are you having it? You want to enjoy the similarity to the Creator, like the little child who wishes to resemble the grown-ups. The same with us. Above our ego, we wish to be connected in such a way that specifically using our ego correctly, we could resemble the Creator, can be grown-ups like him.
That's what he writes about here, that the main revelation starts in the second istaklut, second looking in the screen.
We'll see, it's ahead of us. Zichron 1.
It's written that the real vessels is when the light departs the vessel. So how should that feel? How can you depict it?
I cannot depict it. I want you to try all forms of connection between you until you discover how you need to be connected and with the Creator, how you need to be connected with him, with the face or with the posterior relative to the host, and how you restrict your ego and only your will to receive that you can raise from your connection. You want to be connected using that desire to the upper light, to the Creator. We need to start scrutinizing all those things. But the more you be in it, even if you get confused, that's how you grow up, like just like a baby who grows up. He falls and he gets up, he falls and he gets up.
PT 19.
Finally, there are a lot of disconnection. We're flying out all day. I don't know what's going on. About the text, he says that all the new forms in the upper ones must be in each lower one, and no detail will be lacked. What does it mean that it's projecting from above downward?
We'll learn about it, Tzvika.
What's the root for that? That he determines above what will happen below, these things, those projections.
I did not understand the question.
They say that an angel does an action above, and everything in this world that the angel did, and it happens in this world.
Yeah, an angel means an action, a force. An upper force is called an angel that works, and it works on us on all degrees of coarseness down to this world.
What activates it?
Of course the Creator, who else? PT7.
Rav, ma ze istaklut? Lama istaklut kshura?
What's istaklut, looking? Why does that have to do with coupling by striking?
Looking relates to coupling and striking because it's a result of the action of the screen. The screen that rejects, repels the light, according to this reflected light, sees the direct light. Only according to the degree in which the direct light clothes in the reflected light. That's looking, Mr. Klut. Next study.
I
can hear you.
We are in item 4. Title. The third coupling by striking is performed by the surrounding light and the inner light. The surrounding light refines the screen, and the upper light mates in striking to the screen in the degrees of its refinement, generating the four levels of chubtum. Number 4. This matter of refinement is done by the striking of the inner light and outer light, and surrounding light in one another. It explains there that the surrounding light refines the coarseness in the screen until it becomes refined as the screen in the Malchut of Rosh, of the head. Indeed, this refinement is performed instantaneously and at once, as the Ari writes. However, since the upper light does not stop shining even for a minute, thus, the upper light mates with it in the four levels of the screen that passes through its refinement. It generates four levels of ten sefirot, which are Chochmah, Binah, Zeranpin, and Malchut.
Shuv o dalet.
Again, number 4. This matter of the refinement is done by the striking of the inner light and the surrounding light on one another. As the Ari wrote, it explains there that the surrounding light refines the coarseness in the screen until it becomes refined as the screen in the Malchut of Rosh, of the head. Indeed, this refinement is performed instantaneously and at once, as the Ari writes. However, since the upper light does not stop shining even for a minute, thus the upper light mates with it in the four levels that the screen passes through its refinement. It generates four levels of ten sefirot, which are Chochmah, Binah, Zeranpin, and Malchut.
Shilot. אין. טוב, זה דבר טכני, אפשר להגיד כך.
No questions. Okay, it's a technical thing. Let's feel it. We'll get a lot of questions out of it. PT25.
בוקר טוב. כל הזיווגים האלה הם...
All of these couplings, they belong to the first paltzuf. They are the inner matings, the inner couplings.
The inner couplings by which the toch of the paltzuf is constructed. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, למה בהזדקחות אתה אומר שמזה
נפלא? Why in the refinement? You say that that built the toch of the paltzuf, the interior, because he already received in the expansion of the light.
No, by receiving from above down, it's still being ruled by the upper light, but the resistance to the clothing, the connection to the upper light, takes place from below up. And through that, mostly the goof of the partsuf is built, the body.
But the moment the screen goes through the striking, so what it expresses is, I can't receive from you, and then it refines. So why does that mean receiving in the partsuf?
It shows by that how much, to what extent he doesn't want to receive. There's a boundary. More than that, he cannot. He is unable, is unwilling to receive. And that's why he arranges itself relative to the Creator. When do you feel the guest? When you give him, you don't feel it. When he begins to resist it and says, no, up to here and not more, then he sort of arranges himself.
Good morning, teacher, everybody. Something more general. This whole book, everything, all these actions that are written in it, it was all done to be good to the created being, right?
Yeah, of course. We are inside the group. Very soon, we begin to feel these relationships between us and the Creator. Very simply. Like that.
No, keep going.
No, I'm good. I enjoy listening to you.
If I had the intention to do good to the others, to the group, to some extent, so I would be included in these actions, right?
Of course. You would be doing them because you would feel that the host is invoking or inviting these actions in you.
So what's the purpose in this? To know, to go deeper in this book?
No. It's not going to help us. This study is merely to awaken the upper light, the surrounding light, to influence a bit more on us and advance us faster towards realization. But it's not like we're going to understand anything from this study. This is a lie. Yeah, we can understand anything about spirituality only when it comes to us and clothes in us. We'll begin to feel what kind of actions we can make.
That we will have some intention to do good to the others. So these actions, all the strikings, couplings.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You have a good line, a direct line, truth.
How can you measure my intention?
Only in the connection with the friends in the ten. When the connection between us comes to such a level that we're capable of dealing with the upper light, we won't let it enter into us, penetrate us, but we will resist it.
So the purpose of the study is completely different. So why are we going deep into the book? Why does it help?
To awaken the reforming light. As Baal Sulam writes in item 155 in the introduction to this. What else do they want in Merkaz 1?
What conditions are needed for the coupling?
A screen, a force of resistance. PT25.
You said that the refinement of the masach shows that the Partsuf is establishing itself towards the Creator, the fact that it doesn't want to receive and not putting any limitations. But the refinement, isn't that a cancellation of the connection between the Creator and the created being?
No, the connection does not disappear. The Partsuf does not get purified. The screen gets purified. The coarseness does not get purified or refined. The Partsuf arranges itself correctly towards the upper light. So a certain portion of bestowal, influence on of the upper light to influence the created being is received in the created being, and the created being arranges itself relative to this portion of bestowal towards the Creator, and it doesn't disappear. It arranges itself, and it remains for eternity. And now, what's he doing on the way back? He checks himself, and he sees. how much he cannot reach the purpose of creation. That's what weakens him. The fact that he received in order to bestow inside the Patsuf. This is all correct, it's all good, but it's not enough. If I will remain in that, I won't be able to reach bestowal to the Creator. Because a certain part, if I say that down to here and no more, then I'm making a calculation here with myself. With, in short, there's no partial thing in spirituality if I receive, if I can receive more anymore. So the Patsuf has only one result of that. Either it continues, it extends the light below the taboo, but it will be in order to receive, since there's no screen there to receive in order to bestow, or it gets purified from taboo back to pe, back to the mouth, and whatever you received, you received. It's like entering the king's treasury with a box, he comes out, then they pour out what he got. What he received, he received. It's his possession. There are no absence. There's no absence in spirituality, but it's not enough. He understands that in this way he cannot reach the end of correction. He cannot resemble the Creator, equalize himself. The Creator, what will I get if I was able to bestow to him 1 gram compared to the infinity he wants to bestow to me? Then he has to be refined or purified. But then when he comes from back to Peavosh and is included there in the Zivug of Akad, the coupling striking that's always happening in the Peavosh, then he sees a totally different state. Totally different state. He's already in front of the upper light, of the light of Ensof. And towards that light, he makes a new calculation. As much as I can get, even a tiny bit that I can receive, nevertheless, I do it in order to bestow, thanks to my own strength. With my own strength. So the action where he's going to receive in the next Patsuf, Patsuf Ab, this action is a pure spiritual action, and that's what it does. So there's a difference between standing in Peavosh, facing the light of himself, versus standing in Tabu, relative to the upper, facing the surrounding light. It's a two different form of the lights and of the restriction there.
But in these two forms, he feels that he's in a connection with the Creator.
Yes.
Also when the screen is completely refined.
Yes. Tel Aviv 4.
No.
Shomim.
Shomim.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. The resistance to the upper light, that's called crimes? That's a crime?
No. Crimes come to us from the shattering of the vessel. After the sin, when the Creator shattered the created being, there are no more sins, no more crimes. And everything we reveal, simply reveal those broken vessels the Creator already shattered. So the created being is doing nothing. There are states where we feel our limitation, our weakness, and so on and so forth. But it's only to scrutinize who are we and what are we.
Dudi.
Okay.
Dudi.
Number 5. The completion of the manifestation of the vessels is only through the second looking. The difference between the three kinds of coupling by striking has been explained. The first looking, though it is the root and the origin of all the lights and the vessels in the Patsuf, still has no ability to actually manifest. The entire manifestation is only through the the second looking performed during the gradations of the refinement of the screen. This matter of refinement is performed through the striking and beating of the inner light and surrounding light on each other.
Specifically there, in the clashing between the upper light
and the
inner light, as the inner light strikes it, there we have a feeling of the difference between the Creator and the created being in bestowal to another, not in the will to receive. And that specific, not just in the screen, but rather in this mutual bestowal, I to my beloved and my beloved to me. There, the true vessels are built and are born again.
Again, 5. The title, the completion of the manifestation of the vessels, is only through the second looking. 5. The difference between the three kinds of coupling by striking has been explained. The first looking, though it is the root and the origin to all the lights and vessels in the Paltzuf, still it has no ability to actually manifest. The entire manifestation is only through the second looking, performed during the gradations of the refinement of the screen. The matter of this refinement is performed through striking and beating of the inner light and the surrounding light on each other.
PT6.
The reforming light that refines the coarseness in the Masach. In the 10, the impatience is felt. Everybody's like with a warm flame below him. Everything's bubbling. Me and Dudi today are the...
Start lowering your egos.
What should we do?
I just told you what to do. Repeat what I told you.
To lower our egos. How to break the routine.
The routine? I don't feel any routine. I am going through such states with you. Are truly special day, each day. You don't want to be integrated in it. You don't want to be become aware of it. You don't open your eyes to what you're going through. So it goes relative to you. It kind of barely moves relative to you. But I don't feel like we're going through it just like that, that nothing is happening. No, it all depends on your sensitivity. Well, how much you are being awakened.
There's the light that reforms, that constantly works, and there's the light that we constantly resist and miss it, and we don't draw it, but we do want to draw it even more.
You don't want it. If you wanted it, you would have drawn it, you would have done it, you'd awakened yourself through the friends. What are you telling me here? You're crying for nothing.
No, you just threw a bomb in here. You say that you give every day and we don't want to receive from you.
Yeah, I said it more than once. You don't know my work. You specifically, of all people, you write all those things. You're in the writers' meetings, and but you can't see how much you're receiving, and you need to extend it further between you in the 10 and relative to the general world.
Yeah, but you say that there's something that it's clear that we see as much as you're giving way beyond, but we're not taking it. I don't know. There's some work clogged on our behalf.
True, because there's not enough connection between you. You're not awakening one another. You're not aware of what you're going through. I don't have any more to say. But the mind doesn't do it. Time will do.
You said that we're starting to get closer to the Congress and we shouldn't let go and try during the day to do one more exercises. What exercises in the 27 days we're left with should we do in order to come as you see us in that state?
Only in the connection between us, inside the ten and between the tens. Make it into ones, two, for everything to cook in one pot over one fire and mix one with the other, all of us together, and each will help his friend. I don't have the words, truly. I see that from the heavens they give us everything, but what can I do? I can't do the work for you.
Belarus.
Раф, положите этот вопрос. Чему мы сопротивляемся, да? Вот, ну, больше, все ближе.
Continuing the question of what we're resisting. We are coming closer more and more to the principle, none else besides him. You gave us an exercise to say every day that there's none else besides him, that I'm with the Creator. So it turns out there's a principle, none else besides him, and it's clear we can't plan anything, but we also can't imagine.
I don't understand what you're trying to say, that we have no actions, we can't do anything, we're just going to sit and wait. What will be, will be. If it won't be, then it won't be, because the Creator is the first and the last, and other than him, no one does anything. You're trying to explain to me this?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can stay in this way. What are you asking me for? Those who are certain that this is the way to behave, nothing happens in a person, by a person, then they can sit quietly or leave us. Kabbalists write to us what we have to do. It's all up to us. And the Creator, of course, is a reaction from above. A reaction from above is good and benevolent, according to his plan. But it all depends on our work on raising man. Are you trying to explain to me that there's no way for you to change anything? So go home. Why did you get up this morning? You're telling me this at 5 in the a.m. Sleep another hour or two before going to work. And live your life nicely. Either you're working or you're not. That's the whole thing. So you can come down from the degree of Kabbalist to the degree of beast. No problem.
Latin 4.
Shalom, Rav. Disculpe, pregunta si va a ser muy fácil. ¿Por qué las acciones de Histalkut Bet?
Why are the actions of the second looking in the interior of the Parzuf take away from the tastes? Can you explain that?
This is all done so we would relate more precisely to the actions we are doing. More precisely. And then what we receive, we'll be able to discern more flavors in it, specifically. Moscow 4.
I heard advice towards the 10. In order to give more pleasure to the Creator, you have to lower the ego in the 10. I understood that from the example of Galgalta and Naim, this process. Can you explain more what it means to lower the ego?
Talking about the corporeal ego, not the spiritual ego. So you can play various opportunities in order to diminish it, to increase it, the corporal ego of the level of this world. We restrict ourselves by waking up early, studying more, and so on and so forth. We influence our corporal ego. We can do it with our corporal ego, not the spiritual one, but the corporal one.
Так, хорошо слышно. Когда объединяемся успешно, получаем общие прекрасные.
When we connect successfully, so we get a mutual feeling, wonderful meaning of life, motivation. That's what we need to refuse to receive.
אנחנו צריכים לעורר את עצמנו בהרגשה יפה.
We have to awaken ourselves in a good feeling and
connection,
and
but it all comes from our spiritual advancement. We don't need to toss out any kind of awakening or joy from connection. It should be as a festive day, each day.
Chafon too.
צפון 2.
רב, מאיפה מגיע הרצון הפנימי?
רב, where does the inner desire from within us for spirituality come from?
זה מהרשימות.
From the רשימות. That exists in each and every one and all of you together. There are these rishimot awaken from the shattering, the general shattering. More and more until we realize all these Rishimo up to 6,000 years.
New York 4.
New York 4.
The Creator is doing everything. The surrounding light from above, downward, inner light. So in item 5, what is that looking?
Looking. Looking is the light that rises from below up. You can open the definition of the words in part 2, I think, or here. I can't remember. But he writes about it. What is looking? Let's go to the last part, or we should continue with this.
אנחנו הגענו לפרק ב.
We are in chapter 2, not yet.
איזה עוד אנחנו כאן, דודי?
What item are we in, דודי?
לא שומע.
אנחנו באות וו, סליחה.
We are in 6.
Okay, so finish item 6.
Item 6, title, the last two couplings by striking or for the following potsuf. All these three kinds of beatings are the purpose of the potsuf itself, though the striking and the bitush of the reshimo with the reflected light on each other is for the vessels of the following potsuf. Similarly, the striking on the light of Malchut on the Rishima is for the purpose of the vessel of Malchut of the following Potsuf. Thus, it has been clarified that the first three kinds of striking are for the needs of the Potsuf itself, and the last two beatings are for the needs of the following Potsuf.
Yeah, when it's being purified, and then he performs a new coupling by striking in his peh, mouth, and he lowers itself from peh to chazeh, and from there he gives birth to the next patsuf. Those are the actions. We will go to the next part of the lesson.
Next part of the lesson, and we'll sing a song first. Thank you.
מציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along with one voice we can spread this song bring down the walls you know it won't be long when we're together we cannot be wrong Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир из 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come. Puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad